This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and we have a returning guest once again, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Ben Hammer. Ben, welcome onto the show once again. Thanks for joining us. Tell me a little bit about your bike. Is it something you love? If you can love your bike, it does make triathlon, particularly Ironman, a lot easier.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the key for that is making sure that your fit is good so that you can be as comfortable as possible. Because obviously you're on the bike for a long time.
Did you figure that out early on in your career, or is that taking you a bit of time? It took me a couple of years. I wish I had known that when I started.
It took me a little bit of time to figure out as well. But you know, once I realized what it felt like to try and be in the aero bars for 5 hours, I realized that I probably better get that fit dialed in a little bit better than it was.
Absolutely. You mentioned in our first chat that power meters just really changed the way you do things and the way you train. Talk to me a little bit about what it's done for you personally as an athlete.
Yeah, that's a great question. For me, it's done a couple of things. First of all, it allows me to be more efficient with my riding. I'm able to get a lot more out of each and every ride that I do. So I have an objective with every ride now, whereas in the past, I kind of felt like I was just riding for the sake of riding. Now I know going in, and this is also, what my coach has done for me too, is I know what the objective of each ride that I do is, and I have a very specific goal. The other thing that it allows me to do is it gives me a great, look at what my fitness is. So I can, it's quantifiable, for me to be able to see improvement throughout the season. Or from one season to the next, if I want to know, after taking some time off and then starting training again, if I want to know kind of and compare myself to, say where I was at, before my race 6 months ago or something like that, I can see those numbers. And then the other thing it allows you to do is it really helps with your effort, level just the effort level out on race day, making sure that you're not overdoing it or getting too excited and going too hard, or great accountability and making sure that you're going hard enough and not saving too much going into the run. So it's really helped me with that.
Ben, what power meter are you using and why are you using that one?
I have the Cork Ryken on my bike. I got it a couple years ago. I like the idea of the crank based power meter. I just felt like, at the time the Garmin Vector was pretty new. I just liked the idea of having the crank based power meter on my bike, cause I felt like that was going to be a little bit more durable than what a pedal based system was. I'm not sure that that's true or that that applies anymore. I've really been happy with mine, but I think there are a lot of other good technology out there. And obviously the technology now is a lot different than when I bought, a few years ago. So I think it's hard to go wrong with a lot of the power meters now, but I've been really happy with mine.
What's the one thing that power's taught you about what you were doing before to now?
I wasn't racing hard enough on the bike. It's given me great accountability to ride harder when I'm biking. I think that's been it's made for some more unpleasant runs than I had previously. But it's given me a good accountability in that respect.
Has it given you big time gains?
Yeah, very significant time gains. I would also, there's lots of variables and it's hard to separate out one from another. But I do, I do ride a Diamond now. Are you familiar with Diamond?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I ride a Diamond now, and that has also given me some huge time gains. So it's, it's difficult to separate which is the power meter and which is the bike. But I, I, uh, you know, my two Kona rides were very different time wise. So, you know, I've dropped a lot of minutes between the power meter and the bike.
Yeah, and truth be told, it doesn't matter how good your bike is. If you haven't trained and you haven't put in the hard work, it's not going to count for much. So it's all good and well having a great bike, but if you've done the hard work, you will see and see the benefits and reap the rewards.
Absolutely, yeah. You can't fake it on the bike, especially not for the Ironman distance. No. So you got to put the work in. You got to put the time in.
Let's talk about some of the work. What do you really enjoy doing on the bike?
You know, probably one of the most effective sessions I found, and again, I would not say enjoy is probably not the right term here. But one of the most effective sessions, for me, is, you know, get yourself a good warm up. And then, you know, set up for yourself about an hour block. I like to usually do, 5 minute, increments. Of just kind of like high zone three riding, maybe like, you know, say pick your Ironman, effort or half Ironman effort. And basically go 5 minutes at that effort and then 5 minutes at, what would be 10 watts less than that. So I guess, sorry, this is, if you don't have a power meter, this maybe isn't all that helpful, but, 10 watts would just be backing off just a little bit, not much at all. But just a little bit easier, for another 5 minutes. And then just alternate back and forth like that, 5 minutes at the higher, 5 minutes, just a little bit less. But then while you're doing that, for the first 10 minutes, so for the first two sets, pick a cadence. I usually shoot for a low cadence for the first one. So maybe something around 70, to simulate just a kind of a low, real slow turnover, a big push. And then next 10 minutes, I will ride a higher cadence, something fast, you know, maybe like 95. And then for my last 10 minutes, I'll go back to what would be maybe a little bit more normal of a race cadence, maybe like an 80 to an 85. So you're varying your effort level, but you're also varying your cadence to kind of mix things up a little bit. And that's a pretty tough workout, but I find it to be really effective.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can see why you don't enjoy it too much at the time, but it definitely does what you want what you wanted to do afterwards, which is a good thing. Ben, thank you so much for sharing that with us here on the Kona Edge today. Much appreciated. We look forward to touching base about your run next time.
Thanks a lot for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/bike-seminar now.